Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome in, everybody. We got a busy hour here of Sports Daily coming for you. Jake Ballbrock, TJ Cleland. You can get in touch with us, 869-1240. Your thoughts on this buyout business of college coaches are welcome. You can call us there. Max has the KFH hotline manned. You can also leave us comments on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. It's all available for you to reach out to us. Thanks to those of you watching us on 12 News Connected. Coming up this hour, we'll talk bets with PJ Glasser in just a few minutes. We'll get you ready for the college football weekend and the NFL weekend. And then we'll have a little K-State talk with GoPowerCat.com publisher Tim Fitzgerald. Coming up later in the hour as well. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza with a sriracha cream cheese base and topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown, now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Cooperstown brings thoughts of Major League Baseball, where we see the Toronto Blue Jays take the series lead 3-2, TJ, headed back to Toronto. It was an unbelievable performance by Trey Yesavage, who was fantastic, who a lot of people probably don't even know. He was kind of a late call-up. He's a top Blue Jays prospect. And he got called up late in the year and pitched really well. And then has been a weapon for them. He made 3 starts. That's it, TJ, in the regular season. He got called up on September 15th. Jeez. That's it. And then he's come up in the postseason. And it was a little rocky early on, but he's been pretty nails here. His last 3 times out, including last night, 12 strikeouts over 7 innings in the Game 5 win over the Dodgers. Excuse me. How about that? Yeah. How about that for a 22-year-old? Who got called up a month and a half ago.
That's crazy. Yeah, it was a wild game last night. You know, what was it? 2 home runs and 3 pitches to start the game definitely sets the tone and helps a starting pitcher on the road at Dodger Stadium, come out and not have much pressure breathing down his neck. And so I'd say that helps as well.
You're 22 years old. You got called up a month and a half ago. You have made, going into that game, 7 appearances as a big league starter. Hey, game 5, critical, you know, we're going to shift the series here. Game 5, Dodger Stadium. Let's go with Yesavage. You ready, young man? We see this, too. Like, we see this for young guys. Do you remember, is it Finnegan? I think
Brandon
it was
Finnegan, yeah.
For the Royals in their runs where he just, like, he just got drafted, I think, and kind of called up, and he just kept putting him in big spots, and he just kept delivering. It happened with Evan Carter, if you remember the Rangers World Series. The late call up, young outfielder, and they just kept throwing him out there, and he just kept making big plays. It's a cool thing that we see, and it happens, I mean, fairly frequently in the post, maybe not to the degree of 12 strikeouts in a game five at Dodger Stadium on the road, but we see these things happen, and it's just like, at some point, you just kind of run on fumes, and you don't think about it, and you just get out there, and you go, and it's awesome. Like, it's so cool. What a great story last night, and now, two games to get it done in Toronto, TJ. The Dodgers were heavy favorites in this thing. You'll have Gausman, who's been very good, against Yamamoto, who's been otherworldly in game six. And then if there is a game seven, it would be the old man Scherzer on the mound for game seven against Glasnow. Do you think Blue Jays can get it done?
It's going seven.
Hey, listen, I feel good. I called Blue Jays in seven, so I feel good.
I think that Yamamoto will be freaking nails in that game.
He will.
That's going to be so cool.
But so has been on the other side. His opposition's been just as nails. Maybe not just as nails, but Gossman's been fantastic.
When was the last game seven? Cubs Indians. Woo! 2016.
Really? It's been 10 years since we've had a game seven of the World Series.
So Google says
I would have lost that. I would have lost that bet. I'm trying to pull up right now. Let's see. World Series.
Oh, no. All right. Nationals Astros. Sorry.
Okay. The Blue Jays winning seven, you can still get it 3-1. The Dodgers, you can get 2-1 to win the World Series. So the Blue Jays have become pretty heavy. They're -250 right now. So, you know, Vegas has got them, you know, closing it out a little bit. It's not a bad spot to bet the Dodgers. It's not a bad spot. Like, if you're TJ thinking Blue Jays in seven, or it's going seven, I mean, you could take the Dodgers at 2-1 and the Blue Jays in seven at 3-1. And if the Dodgers win game six, you're set. You're going to win. You're going to end up with money if you were to do that. So that's one way to look at it. Of course, you lose money if the Blue Jays get it done in six. I love it. I think this is, and it's, you know, we talked about the weird thing about it is the games haven't been that close other than the marathon game. They haven't been very close, but it feels like this has been a really good series, even though there haven't been a lot of close games. Maybe I'm the only one on that. And I think it's just because the stars keep performing. But with, like, the games have been like, it's been fun to watch the series, even without the games being particularly close.
I think it's just the fact that we're getting, you know, I mean, we're getting big numbers and good pitching. Like, it just depends on what team does it that night, you know. Like,
I guess
we saw a team put up 11, and then we see Yamamoto, you know, shove the way he shoved, and we see a 12 strikeout game last night. And I think it just keeps going back and forth. That makes it so fun is that you just don't know what you're going to get each day. Whenever you turn the game on. So I think that goes into it as well. And I think that I'd rather see something like this that's full of action rather than seeing a bunch of games that are 2-1 with, you know, bloop and move them over.
That's a good question.
Which I like. I do like some small ball, but I like seeing
it's not action. It's not so much that I just need and these games have been this way. Like I need it to be intense all the way. The only game where it hasn't been is game one.
Yeah. I think this is just the former hitter in me coming out. We used to always have these conversations in college, and the hitters and the pitchers would, you know, go to each other's throats because pitchers were like, I'd rather see it be 1-0. I'm like, you're insane. Like, I know you don't believe that. You want to see stuff happen in a baseball game.
I'm fine either way. I just want it to be like if I'm in the playoffs and especially a World Series, like I just want the intensity of every pitch to be like that palpable tension. And even last night it was all the way until probably the eighth or ninth inning. Like it was every at bat felt like a big deal. And we've had that throughout the series again, other than game one where the Blue Jays score 11 runs in game one. So it's been a really good series, great fan bases, great for baseball. I hope people are watching. They will be up against not much Saturday night college football for game six, for game seven. If it happens tomorrow night, Friday night, Halloween, you get home, you get with the kids. I just hope people are watching because it's been It's been really good. My question becomes, the Blue Jays are clearly better in those blue uniforms. Did they got to rock those at home now, don't they? You can't go back to the primary. Like, you've been great in those blues the last two games. You got to go with the blues, don't you?
It's true. Yeah. I mean, maybe you can wear them at home or the road. That's the beauty of the powder blues.
Yeah, I think they wear those at home from time to time. Yep. And I don't know what they wore in game one, but that's you know, that's something that, you know,
it's a good jersey. I'm a big powder blues guy.
It's a good jersey. Can we talk about something here? The powder blues are not the problem. It's a great jersey. It looks great. Looks fantastic. You know what else looks great? It's the hat they wear with it. The Royals blues looked fine. Those hats were awful. The Royals bringing in the powder blues are great, but I want you to look at how good that Blue Jays hat looks, because it just is simple, right? It's simple. It does have the two color bill, which, okay. But even if it was solid blue, like, the Royals have the perfect hat. Their regular hat is the perfect hat for powder blues. And they screw up the powder blues by wearing that Elmer Fudd logo too small hat that they tried to roll out that looks like my daughter made it on Pinterest. No, just wear your regular hat and do the powder blues.
I can't believe you're a hater of a throwback hat.
It's not good. It's not a good hat.
The logo's sweet though.
But it's too small on the hat. Like, it's the whole thing is weird. Like, it doesn't look right. And I'm sorry, it doesn't. It doesn't look right. They have the perfect hat for powder blue uniforms. Their regular blue hat is perfect. I'd rather see them wear that dumb hat with white uniforms occasionally, because it doesn't go with the powder blues at all. Like, it's a total mismatch. Whatever. World Series has been really good. And I hope that everybody's been able to enjoy it. And I hope most of us are rooting against the Dodgers. And even though the Blue Jays are not some like David versus Goliath, it always feels that way against the Dodgers. And hopefully we can keep it going. All right. Coming up tonight is Thursday Night Football here on KFH. We'll get you ready for Thursday Night Football. You'll hear that coverage beginning for the Ravens and the Dolphins. 6 o'clock coverage begins on Westwood One. Dolphins are 7.5-point home dogs. We all anticipate Lamar Jackson playing. It's a pretty interesting line. The Ravens got their win without Lamar. Here come the Ravens. We'll see what PJ Glasser thinks. He's a Ravens fan, and he's our betting insider. We'll do that next on Sports Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have fair play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
And now, if you're looking for the best props and games to lay your money down on, from BetMGM, here's KFH's betting insider, PJ Glasser.
All right, we welcome in PJ Glasser as we have Thursday Night Football featuring his Baltimore Ravens that I'm curious about. We'll get to that and all our NFL bets in just a little bit. First, we're going to start with college football. You can find PJ Glasser on X at PJ Glasser 9. Always good insight there. Host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines on BetMGM Network. PJ, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing good. Laughing our tails off at the Louisiana governor for calling a spade with the Brian Kelly buyout, to be perfectly honest with you, appreciating his candor. All right. We've got a big one, PJ, here locally. K-State, oddly, has had the door sort of opened up for them to have just kind of an outside shot. They've looked far better lately, but Texas Tech's getting their quarterback back. Texas Tech is a really good team. K-State, 7.5 points at home. How do you handle this one?
Yeah, it's one of the top bets for me of the week that's going to make my card. I do like K-State plus the 7, boys. I like the fact that we're getting a key number. I'm going to take some money line as well. I mean, the spot for one, you know, Texas Tech, they could be looking ahead to BYU next week, which is kind of the game that everybody's circling. College game day likely going to be there. But the way that these two teams are currently playing, the last time we saw Texas Tech on the road in kind of a game like this, they lost outright to Arizona State. Baron Morton's going to come back as the quarterback for Texas Tech. And, you know, he hasn't played the last couple weeks, so you don't know what that's going to look like. And, Jacob, as you were saying, K-State's been playing better, and you normally don't get them as a home underdog in Manhattan. The last time we saw that, they blew out TCU a few weeks ago. So K-State's trending in the right direction. They're playing a lot better. Their offense is playing a lot better. And this is going to be the ultimate test. You're going up against the best defense in the league and one of the best in the country. But I think they're going to be able to hang with Texas Tech. I think it's going to be a close game. So I do like K-State plus the points.
PJ, to your point, I saw somebody talking about the game day stuff with Tech and BYU. It feels like every time that you have one circled, somebody finds a way to mess it up. And so exactly. This would be a good spot for K-State to go ahead and mess it up. Keep it here locally, because I love asking you about these stupid college lines, because KU gets Oklahoma State this week. Like 24.5 is the line that I'm looking at. Is Oklahoma State that bad?
They are, and anybody that's been watching Big 12 football, TJ, knows they are that bad, because they have numbers like this every week, and they hardly ever cover. With that being said, I mean, as people know, Kansas has just kind of been stuck in the mud, it feels like, the last, like, 6 weeks, right? They just haven't really been able to get it going. So this is a game that they should win. This is a game that they should win comfortably. Oklahoma State has started to tweak some things a little bit and play a little better. I mean, they played Texas Tech last week, so you really can't take too much away from that. If you like Oklahoma State, this is more so just a fade of Kansas and just feeling like they can't really get it going and they can't cover a number like this. I'm staying away, but I think this is kind of a good test for both teams, because Kansas needs a game to kind of feel good about themselves, a game where they can kind of win comfortably. And Oklahoma State's just looking to play somebody competitively. And I think maybe they look at this game being one that they can do that. So staying away, but I think you can make a case for both sides. It should be an interesting game.
Let's go to another Big 12 game of interest for us, because we're watching K-State and what could happen for them. Cincinnati is not getting any love. Cincinnati is ranked 17th, but the lines they've been getting are showing no love. They're coming off a 3-touchdown win against Baylor. They've beaten Iowa State, who's ranked. Kansas should have beat them, but that road win is impressive. They haven't lost a game since the opening game of the season. They go into a game against Utah, though, as double-digit underdogs. No love for Cincinnati.
No love for Cincy. And guys, what makes this game even stranger is the fact that Utah opened up at 7 earlier this week. We're all the way up to 10.5, and there's really no significant injury news, right? Like, you see something like this, you're like, oh, maybe the quarterback's out, maybe a couple of starters on defense. I mean, pretty much what we thought the players available coming in early in the week are still there. And this line's moved from 7 to 10.5. So at 7, I like Utah. 10.5, I can't get there. It'd kind of be at Cincinnati at this point. I would expect this line to come back down, and I think you're going to see Utah close at probably 9.5 or something like that. But, you know, to me, this game and the Vandy, Texas game, I think, are similar in the sense that these lines are being priced off of brand name. You know, like, Utah is the favorite in this game because of kind of what they've done under Whittingham in the past under the Pac-12. But like you said, I mean, people that have been watching football, like, Cincinnati's a good team, and their offense has been rolling, and Brendan Sorsby's been playing really good quarterback. And since Utah's been in the Big 12, these are the kind of games that they have struggled in when they've gone against some good teams. Now, you're playing in Salt Lake City at night, which is one of the toughest places to win, so I don't think they win. 10.5's a lot, though. So at this price, I would kind of look at Cincinnati, I think.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that Texas game. That was one I had circled to talk to you about. Is that Vanderbilt's the number 9 team in the country, and they're getting points on the road. That doesn't happen very often. Texas, you know, as you said, it's kind of brand name here. They snuck by Kentucky and Mississippi State, which are not SEC powers by any standards. What do you like in that one?
I mean, guys, like, what's Texas's impressive data point this year? You know, they lose on the road to Ohio State. They lose on the road to Florida. They beat Oklahoma and Red River when John Mateer can barely use his right hand, right? And then you just mentioned it, TJ. They go on the road, overtime Kentucky, overtime Mississippi State. They just, like, where's the win that you look at as to why they should be favored in this game? That's why I'm staying away from it, because it feels like a lot of people are on Vandy. It feels like Vandy is the better team, and Texas is still favored at 2.5. I can't wait to watch it. It would only be Vandy or pass for me in the game. But yeah, I mean, you know, again, I compared it to the Utah game because it just feels like Texas is Texas. And if they were an underdog in this game, people would come in and just slam the Longhorns. But Vandy is the real deal. They have everything in front of them. If they win out, they're going to be in the college football playoff, and this is one of the games that they got to take care of business. So Arch is in concussion protocol as well, so we'll see if he ends up playing for Texas and they have to go to the backup. But I would look at Vandy. I'm hoping we get a 3. I don't think we will, but if we get Vandy +3, I'll be on the doors in that game.
Before we go to Thursday Night Football tonight, PJ, what other college games are in your favorites this week?
So I'll give you guys two other quick ones. Miami and SMU, fellas. When Miami and SMU play on Saturday, it'll be November 1st, week 10 in college football. It'll be the first game the Canes play outside the state of Florida this season. Every game they've played have been at home, and then they played Florida State on the road. So this is the first time they go outside of Florida. I want to look to fade Miami early. Obviously, the Canes are in town, the fan base, the players, they're going to be jacked up for that. SMU first half, 6.5, I like, against Miami. And then the other one, Nebraska, USC. I'll take Nebraska plus 6.5. Lincoln Riley, since he's been in LA as the coach of the Trojans, when he's had to play a game in the Eastern or Central time zone, 1-15 against the spread, 1-15 straight up. And we keep getting these numbers with USC where they lay touchdowns on the, and I just don't get it because they are terrible on the road. And as people know, all Nebraska does is play people close in a one score game. So I like the Cornhuskers plus the points in that one as well.
PJ, those sound like made up stats. That's insane.
It's, I mean, Riley is abysmal away from home, but they, you know, they keep laying those numbers, so we'll keep fading.
I guess so. All right, let's go to NFL. We get to talk to PJ Glasser on a Ravens game day tonight, actually. They're laying a little over a touchdown against a Dolphins team that's got its problems. What's the scouting report on the Ravens tonight?
Like the over in the game at 51.5 with Lamar back. I think the offense is going to be able to score against that Dolphins defense. They have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. Enter Derrick Henry, enter Keaton Mitchell. They got going a little bit in that Bears game. Now Lamar coming back from the hamstring, I wouldn't expect them to run him as much, but just the threat of him being out there. I think the Ravens are going to be able to score. And I think the Dolphins are going to be able to score as well, guys. When Tua comes off of an outright upset, he's 8-2 against the spread in those 10 games. So when Tua gets a win, he starts getting momentum. He plays pretty well. The Ravens still get no pass rush either. And Tua's one of those quarterbacks, when he doesn't have any pressure, that's when he tends to play pretty well. I think both teams are going to be able to score in the game. So I do like the over, and I think the Ravens in a teaser. You know, just don't overthink it. I know it's going to be super popular this week. People betting them down to 1.5 starting the week, but I do think they win. They cover the teaser, but I like the over. I think tonight's game, we're going to see some points.
PJ, this is obscure, and I've been having fun with this with the listeners because it's working. Primetime games this year. TJ's mm-hmm. going to roll his eyes at me. First touchdown scorers between the quarterbacks and the tight ends have paid very well. Quarterback or tight end in primetime games this year. It hasn't been every time, but it has been enough on a first touchdown bet to be in the positive money. So I'm going to keep going with it. You as the Ravens fan, Mark Andrews feels like he's screaming at me here tonight for a first touchdown.
Mark could be a good option. I mean, how about just go with Lamar and the narrative,
I know, that's
right?
It, but his odds back. Aren't going to be. Yeah.
Lamar's back. You could see him getting to the end zone first. And, you know, Al Michaels going something like, oh,
Waller's
there he
had
is.
One himself.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. If he's playing, but he's been on one of these this year.
He has. So, yeah, I mean, you, I think the tight end, Andrews, could be a good look. I think Lamar could be a good look. Yeah, this is going to be a fun game for people out there that like doing the same game touchdown parlays. I think this is going to be a fun game for it because we usually don't see totals this high on Thursday Night Football, right? We all know these games tend to be ugly. They tend to be sloppy. I kind of think this is going to be similar to that Bengals and Steelers game we got a couple weeks ago. I think this is going to be a fun one. So, yeah, if you want to take some touchdown parlays tonight, I think this is a good game for it.
We'll get right to probably the game of the week, one of the games of the year around here, Chiefs-Bills going to Orchard Park. The line has moved in favor of the Chiefs. Jacob, I'm looking at it, though, and it is moving back to the Bills. I've got 1.5 in front of me.
Since we've been on the air.
Yeah. What's going on with this line?
So, I don't know about you guys. It feels like everybody's on the Chiefs in this game, and rightfully so. I mean, I get it. Kansas City looks like the best team in the NFL. They're playing great. Buffalo... I mean, you know, they beat the Panthers, but it was really James Cook. They didn't have to do much more than that. And Andy Dalton was atrocious. So I don't know. You know, in these kind of games, in these kind of high-profile matchups, when it feels like everybody's on the same side, it does make me nervous. And as you guys know, I mean, the Bills have dominated these games in the regular season. We know what happens when these two teams meet in the postseason. But in the regular season, I mean, Allen and the Bills have won these games. So you're getting them as a home dog. It doesn't feel like anybody likes them in the game. I haven't bet it yet, but I am kind of leaning towards taking Buffalo. I think I'm going to end up betting it live, though, because I do feel like I'm going to get a better plus number than two. With the Bills, like I could see myself getting to 6.5, you know, something in that neighborhood. I think I'll just end up betting the game live because, you know, I mean, these games between these two teams are usually one score games. So I think that's a good way to go about it. I will tell you guys, my favorite play of the week, though, is a prop in this game, and that's Josh Allen over rushing attempts. They never price it as high as they should. And he's played Kansas City 9 times in his career. He has had 8 or more rushing attempts, 8 of the 9 games that he has played Kansas City. At BetMGM, his rushing attempt number is 6.5, and it's juiced to the over at 135. You can shop around and find some 7.5s at plus money, but Josh, anytime he plays the Chiefs, I mean, that's the team he wants to beat the most, and he's always willing to put his body on the line, and he's always willing to run. We know he gets those, you know, scrambles, those QB sneaks on third down, third and short, at the goal line, all those kinds of things. So I think that number is way too low. He's gone over that 2 times this season, and it was the Sunday night game against the Ravens and the Patriots. So when it's a big game, when he's going up against Kansas City, Baltimore, certain top-tier teams, those are the games Josh is looking to run. So they price it like it's just every other game, and it's not. When it's Kansas City, you should be paying a tax for that, and the books don't adjust. So that is my favorite. I mean, 6.5 is just way too low. 7.5 is too low for his attempts.
Yeah, I like. And the other thing is they all have been good against running backs this year, and we know Buffalo wants to run it. Yep. So if they stop James Cook, I think that I like that a lot. Definitely. We'll put into my sucker bet parlay combinations that I have incoming. There are some other interesting ones. One of them, PJ, is JJ McCarthy's return. The Lions' big favorites at home, 8.5. Boy, based on what we saw out of JJ McCarthy, 8.5 doesn't seem enough, to be perfectly honest. But the Lions are coming off a bye. They feel a little bit like a wagon right now. You got to be confident in a guy that has not looked good in the limited time we've seen him if you're going to jump on the Vikings there.
Yeah, I'm laying the lumber with Detroit, boys. I'm with you. I don't know why this line is as low as it is. I think anything under 10 is a good bet. Like you said, Detroit's coming off a bye. They should be fully focused and motivated. They got to keep pace with Green Bay in that division. And, you know, when we talk about Minnesota, we talk about how good their coaching staff is with O'Connell and Flores. Dan Campbell, Detroit, their offenses, they've been really good against Flores and those Vikings defenses. So, look, I normally am a guy who likes betting underdogs. I normally don't like betting these big numbers in the NFL, but I think this is a good spot for Detroit. So I did take them -8.5.
Yeah, PG, one more for me. This is kind of the one weird line that I feel like I've seen. The Broncos are underdogs on the road against the Texans, and we can't really tell what the Texans are. They've had their struggles, and then last week they looked like they were going to win the Super Bowl. What do you make of a line there with the Texans favored with Broncos?
So I like the under in the game at 39.5 because I think both offenses, both quarterbacks are going to struggle against both defenses who really get after the quarterback. I would lean towards Houston in the game. Denver opened up as a favorite, but with the Surtain injury news, now the Texans are the favorite in the game. Look, I just think that odds makers and bettors aren't convinced on Denver because they've been beaten up on a lot of bad defenses. You know, they just played Dallas last week, and they played the Titans, and they played against a bunch of bad teams. They played against the Jets, and they really struggled. They played against the Bengals. So this is going to be the best defense that they've faced. I mean, the Texans are maybe the top defense in the NFL going on the road. So I just think this kind of a prove-it game for people. And Bo Nix at times has looked really inconsistent. I like under 39.5. And if I had to play it, I probably would look towards Houston.
All right, PJ, before we cut out of here, any other NFL can't misses this weekend?
So, boys, it's ugly, but this is just classic NFL. I'm going to take Atlanta +5.5 against New England. Now, we need some good injury news. We need Penix to play, and obviously it would help if Drake London plays for Atlanta as well. But I mean, just look at the state of these two teams, right? New England is as hot as can be. They're absolutely rolling right now. And Atlanta just came off a 20-point loss to Miami. So they were a 6.5-point favorite last week. Now they're a 5.5-point dog this week. I love looking at these kind of games where we just got New England -7 against the Browns. And now we're getting New England -5.5 against the Falcons. Do we really think, especially if Penix and maybe London come back, that Atlanta's only a point and a half better than Cleveland? I don't buy that. So I think this is a nice buy. Usually 5.5, very key number in the NFL. When you get a road dog 5.5, one of those key numbers where normally the dog covers, normally the dog wins outright as well. So I like we're getting that 5.5. I think the Falcons, they pull the upset in that game.
Love it. Host of Send It In, Inside the Betting Lines on BetMGM Network. Good luck to your Ravens tonight. Good luck to all our bets tonight and into the weekend. PJ, let's do it again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas. Good luck.
There goes PJ Glasser. That Thursday Night Football, by the way, you'll hear it right here on KFH. I think I'm gonna go Andrews tonight. I think I'm going to go Andrews. Lamar's the obvious one on the return. Maybe. I'll look at the odds. I haven't looked at the odds yet, but I'm afraid he'll get pushed down a little bit too much for my liking, but we'll see if we can keep.
All I know is that I tailed you one time and I'm 0-1. So
which one did you tail?
Last week I took my home.
Why didn't you take Gadsden on Thursday night like I told you? Okay. We got him at 18-1. Caleb Williams at 20-1. We're nailing it. We're nailing it. We'll see. I got to look at the odds.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And as we come on the air, we can stop the presses here with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, our K-State Insider, because Dictionary.com has announced the 2025 Word of the Year. What do you think it is, fellas? Have you seen this?
I know what it is.
I have no idea. I didn't know they had, there was a Word of the Year. Now I'm aspiring to be the Word of the Year.
TJ, you said you saw this?
I did.
6-7. Or should I say 6-7? We've gotten old. Do you use this, TJ? Are you in on this slang?
I'm in on the ironically, because I think it's just funny that it's such a big thing now.
It is. So I told everybody that like I'm going to combat it by telling every kid the why is six afraid of seven joke every time I hear them use it until it becomes so lame that we can move on from this fad. It doesn't bother me that much. It's my kids are into it and it's kind of funny. Fitz, we won't bore you with what 6-7 is outside of, I'm sure, an offensive lineman for K-State football. Before we get into the game this weekend at Texas Tech, did you see what the Louisiana governor did yesterday, Jeff Landry?
No.
Oh, you've got to look this up. So Jeff Landry, the Louisiana governor, got up. I don't know what he was doing, but he's got a bunch of people standing behind him. I'm sure it was just some public event. And he went off on the Brian Kelly buyout. He went off on the fact that the same agent represents the old coach, the new coach, and the AD. And the quote being pulled from it is, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward, who's the AD at LSU, is not selecting the next head coach. He said, I'd let Donald Trump select it before I'd let him do it. He went nuts, and I love every bit of it. These buyouts are outrageous.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, from a business standpoint, they're absurd. I mean, what a horrible way to run a business. If you fail, I'm going to reward you. The buyout culture has to not come to an end, but join us in reality. I mean, I know you need to be bought out of a contract, but for heaven's sakes, why aren't ADs putting in the contracts more reasonable buyouts? They're getting taken to the cleaners by the agents, but this makes sense because I hadn't even stopped to think that the agents are also representing both sides of the negotiation. So if you eliminate one buyout, you eliminate the other, and neither want it.
Crazy, crazy stuff, Fitz. Let's get to some K-State talk. Big one on Saturday. All of a sudden, we brought this up with Wyatt Thompson earlier in the week. You know, we wrote him off, wrote him for dead, and all of a sudden, here they are busting out of the coffin. It's not over yet.
It's crazy. This is a bigger turnaround of a team I've covered easily, but I don't remember many like this. Oklahoma State kind of did it a few years ago, but I don't think they were I don't know. Maybe it's pretty similar to that. Didn't they lose at home to they lost at home to someone that wasn't even very good. So maybe there are some similarities there. But this is insane how much K-State has improved. And you stop to wonder, well, are they done improving? Is this it? Or is there still more room to go? Because they're pretty good against TCU. I was pretty happy with that product compared to what we've been seeing. And then against Kansas, they looked a lot more like the team we all expected. So is there another level here, or was that kind of the peak? Well, we're going to find out, because Texas Tech is going to hurt your feelings real fast if you're not legitimate.
What does K-State do here? It's funny. We paid so much attention to Dylan Edwards that we've almost missed that K-State's been able to run the ball a little bit lately. Texas Tech's defense is good at everything.
Yeah.
So to me, it feels like Avery is going to just have to be otherworldly offensively to keep them on their toes a little bit, or their heels, I should say, a little bit. But how do you attack a defense that doesn't seem to have any hope?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You got to find a way to make plays. And for Kansas State, that's going to be trying to generate some form of a running game. This is an elite run defense. And Kansas State has been improved in their run blocking and ability to run the ball, but they didn't even achieve what we thought they needed to do to beat Kansas. So they found a workaround there. And that workaround is, if you want to come up and try to take away the run, Avery's going to go over the top and do it effectively. He's lowering a defensive coordinator's desire to press the line of scrimmage because the price has gotten pretty high. So you're right. In many ways, Avery Johnson is going to have to make a lot of plays. But that's true of any quarterback in a big game against an opponent that probably is superior. Someone's got to rise up and have a day. And Avery Johnson seems poised to do that. But on another level is the fact that running quarterbacks have hurt Tech. That is something they don't account for, and also they play a lot of man, so they turn their back on the quarterback. Avery's got to take that yardage whenever possible, just to kind of perpetuate the sticks to keep them moving. This kind of reminds me of that game at Texas a few years ago when K-State was awful at halftime, and then they adjusted and came out and took the game to overtime. They ended up losing, and they certainly didn't play a flawless second half, but they learned how to hang in the game and then match the energy. Kansas State's going to have to rise to a whole new level. They really will.
Fitz, kind of on that subject, I'll take us back to this past Saturday, Sunflower Showdown. It felt to us like it was the best game that Avery's played.
Oh, I agree. And I didn't catch this at the time, but I guess his quarterback rating was the highest at K-State since 2014.
Wow.
And they only had the offense only had the ball like 53 times. So his efficiency with what they did in that time was incredible. Yeah, that's more the Avery we thought we'd see. And it wasn't just the running and the throwing. It was how he took command and took charge of things and, you know, kept perpetuating drives and making sure those drives ended in points. That was the attention to detail that Avery Johnson needs to have. And kind of a situational awareness that is increasing and really needs to be an area of continued focus for him, because you take risk on third and six that you don't take on second and six when you need a first down. So learning that, and he seems to be, is going to be taking him a long ways.
But we have to be real. My jaw hit the floor because I felt the same way. I was like, this is the best he's ever looked. He completed 11 passes.
Yep.
That's it. The fewest he's completed all year in that game that he looked the best. He didn't run at all. So like I it was the best he's looked too, but it was like, it was anti everything we say we want to see from him. When you go into a game, the efficiency is the key. I can't imagine he will be even close to that efficient just because of the defense he's going up against. So which, you know, what more can we see from him in the game, right? If you took away the big completion, I would think against a team like that, it's going to be on the ground where he can be a little bit more of a difference maker. The second reaction type plays, because in structure, Texas Tech's as good a defense as there is in the country right now.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, the reality with Avery's running game is if you prove he's going to do it and could hurt you at any second, they have to change for that. They have to adjust. Early in the season, they were taking him away, but they really weren't that threatened by him either. He didn't have an appetite to go run the ball. And now people know he does, but he's going to, you're right, he's going to have to put it out there and have a long run or two that makes Texas Tech alter what they're doing.
Fitz, I'll switch our gears here. Not only do we get the Texas Tech game on Saturday, we've got K-State basketball next week. By the time we talk to you next, we'll have basketball games in the books. Just kind of what is the Cliff Notes version of this team? We saw a scrimmage at Mizzou. I didn't get to catch most of that, but, you know, they scored 90 points in that game. Are we going to see a lot of offense from Jerome Tang this year? What's your stance on them?
Yeah, I think offensively they're going to be a totally different team. Coach Matthew Driscoll coming in has really taken charge of that. He's a dynamic coach and known for his offensive ability to get things moving, which K-State needs. And I think they addressed it on the recruiting trail too. I think they did a much better job of finding natural scores that can help them. You just never know until the team hits the court, but I think this will be the best version of Jerome Tang basketball since that first team. They just have a lot of parts. And I think having some new ideas on the coaching side really helps them. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see how this plays out as the season goes.
They'll get a warm up game, a tune up game against TJ's Newman Jets before then tomorrow night. They really though, like, I don't know how good Cal's going to be this year, but it may be a minute. We may make it through, you know, the first 3 weeks of the season before they're really challenged at all. We know Chris Jans will have Mississippi State in pretty good shape. It might be like, when do you think we'll have even a real feel for it? Because it's not going to happen out of the gates.
Yeah, I think we'll actually see a higher talent level immediately. I think where our frustration will come is we've gotten used to pretty good defense. Not that the defense is going to be bad. I just think this group's going to be more offensively acclimated and want to go attack the rim. Trying to get them to defend at the same level will be the key to them having a great deal of success.
There you go. Fitz, what's your scouting report on the Newman Jets coming into Bramlage tomorrow night?
They actually aren't Jets. They're human beings.
What?
I know. It seems like it'd be a huge advantage. But as opposed to Kansas State, that actually has a half Wildcat, half man mascot. Just saying. Yeah.
I'll give you $10 if you can name the name of the mascot at Newman.
It's Jerry the Jet.
Oh, you're close. It's Johnny.
Benny.
Oh, wow.
Benny and the Jets. No.
That'd have been better.
That's pretty good.
That was a really close guess. That's good. The alliteration guess was a strong play. I don't imagine you guys have a Newman scout up at gopowercat.com, but you got all kinds of content on Texas Tech. What can people find?
Yeah. K-State pregame show drops at 10 a.m. and on the YouTube machine. The walkthrough drops tomorrow at 10 a.m., but all kinds of VIP coverage for our subscribers, of behind the scenes, you know, kind of taking you deeper into the game. It's all available at GoPowerCat. Probably time to subscribe. It's getting fun.
Here we go. GoPowerCat.com, at Life of Fitz on X. Enjoy it. Boy, the door's cracked open. Who'd have thunk it? But here we go. Fitz, we'll talk next week.
Thanks, boys.
There goes Fitzgerald. Oh, man. I this game is like, it's making me, I don't know, nervous, TJ. Is it nerves? Like, I'm worried.
It's more than nerves.
It's just get you going, because you know if they lose, then it's like, okay, well, now it's done.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried, but hopeful at the same time. It's a weird emotion. Thursday is always fun. Appreciate PJ Glasser and Tim Fitzgerald for stopping by. If you missed anything with them, you can go back and listen for free on the Odyssey app. Coming up tonight on KFH, you've got Thursday Night Football, Baltimore and Miami. PJ likes the Ravens. There it is for you. First touchdown score. Lamar comes in at 10-1. Boy, that's pretty appetizing. Andrews at 11-1. Those are the two that we're looking at. I may get a little on both. I may lean Andrews and hedge with Lamar Jackson. TJ, I think that's where I'm leaning tonight on my first touchdowns.
Didn't realize that you were a cheater. Didn't know you hedged all these bets that you're giving out.
I don't always hedge them, but I do make one that's bigger than the others, and the one that's bigger than the others is going to be Mark Andrews. But at Lamar at 10-1 is almost a little too good not to hedge. You never get him at 10-1. All right, that'll do it. Next show you'll hear from us, we'll make football picks tomorrow. Looking forward to it. For TJ, for Max, I'm Jacob. See you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.